You're such an asshole.
Still morning. AssholeConsulting.com. Questions, answers. This guy writes and he put a bunch of anonymous information here, so I'm going to try not to spill the beans. Hi, Aaron. Hope you are doing well. I'm a returning client. Please keep this anonymous. All marks some information sensitive. Okay, I can't tell you to do that. I can't tell people that. In short, after watching your video, I left my university where I was studying for a worthless degree and self-taught web development. I found a job and worked my ass off every day since then. Now I'm still a younger man. I'm a team lead developer making $75,000 US a year. Life is great. I live in a downtown of a beautiful city, and I know that city, and that is awesome. You live there, man. That is a beautiful town. Like, I was driving through it, and I'm like, dang, I could chill out here for a while. I was on my way up to a peninsula where there's another little town that I'm sure you're familiar with. But that, you nailed it, man. You nailed it. Beautiful area. My salary is about 2 times the average here. That's great. Traffic sucks, but this is just a beautiful town. I have my FU money, which I can cover 8 months of my monthly expenses. I invest about $1,700 US a month in index funds. I'm debt-free and paying and studying computer science bachelor's degree, which I really enjoy at a place while working full-time. Look what happens when you follow my advice. Look what happens. I should have followed my own advice. I could go back in the past. But what if I went back in the past and told myself my own advice, then I would have never existed to go back in the past because I would have gone and become an engineer. Made a lot more money. I have few great, successful, and mature friends with which I can talk, hike, and share great moments together. Part of my success is thanks to your videos and having some common sense in life. Now I met this girl. Here comes the. This is where it all goes away. All the work, all the success, it goes away now. Yeah, remember that great story? Yeah, here's where the plot thickens. Now I met this girl 3 years ago. At the time, she wasn't interesting and too young. We reconnected a few months ago. She's still pretty young. She's 5 years younger than you. Both of you are young. That's a little young. We had two amazing holidays together, and it is fun spending time with her. She stayed at my place for 1 week. She's quite smart and attractive. STEM girl. Let's just say STEM girl. Legit. And makes good money too. Sex is great, and we share same ideas about life, like not having kids and focusing on our careers. Problem is, she's getting a bit obsessed and pushy. Keeps a lot of photos of me. Tells her parents a lot about me. Wants to meet my family and move into my place. Oh, just move into the place. I had this place. You just want to move here. Other issues, she lives in another country. We will say Central Europe. She lives in Central Europe. Same place you are from. I told her that I'm not looking for a long-term relationship right now, and moving in with me isn't an option. Therefore, she's considering to get her own place still close to me. I like my freedom and living in peace in my own place. I also like spending time with her, but I'm not down to sacrifice my life as it is for any kind of relationship. So what would you do? How would you manage this kind of girl in a situation like this? Should I just be colder and date other girls a bit more? I haven't been dating at all in the last year, so I might be overthinking this one. Thanks, Anonymous. And then I said, you got to worry about her trying to green card you or anything, because I don't know what nationality you are, actually. Any ulterior motive with her being from that place of the world. And you said, yeah, getting a green card or even EU citizenship after marrying me could be very attractive to her. Other than that, moving to a better country overall could be another motive. You sent me lots of money, more than I asked for. Thank you very much. That's some Pokeball. Just want to give back a bit for all the valuable advices that helped me a lot. Thanks again. Looking forward to it. Well, I still don't know. Are you US or are you Euro? Maybe both. All right. You have done everything right and correct. You told her no. You told her she's not moving in. And you told, and this has been, you've only been kind of going out how long? A few months ago. A few months ago she wants to move in? Oh, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Danger, Will Robinson. Hang on. Hang on. Look, so far she looks great on paper. So far things are going great. Looks great. And I'm not this cryptic cynic. There are no good women. There are. They're exceptionally rare. And it would be a tragedy if you let one fall through your hands if she got away because you consume too much red pills or more maybe like black pills. Because if you read my book, The Book of Numbers, I don't say there's no chance. I say it's very low chance. And I go through at the last chapter, it's like, okay, what can you do to drastically increase your chances of finding a girl that you would then be successfully and happily married to till death do you part. And so there is a possibility. It's a significantly good possibility. A lot of work is involved in it. So she's promising. She's in STEM. She's pretty. Sex is great. She likes you. She's telling her parents about it. I think those are all good things. It's too damn early. She has a huge financial and citizenship incentive to play nice and act. And you got to just wait this one out. Like, and you've only been dating a month. And she already, that's the thing. She says, hey, I really like you. Would it be too forward of me to move into the general area and pick up a job in your area? Because I'd like to see you more. Could that be cool? I want to move in with you? Whoa. Bad move, Jeans. Bad move. So that's a big red flag. So you did the right thing. And the right thing usually is telling women no. See, we can use it too, ladies. It's a, hey, look, all these girls told me no. I looked into this word, yeah? You know, Frank, come here, look at this word. No, it means the opposite of yes. Oh, girls been telling you this too? Yeah, a lot of girls that tell me that word, no, N-O, look at that. So the opposite of on, or the reverse of on. Use the word no. Girl wants to, no. Yeah, people thought of, like, hey, you're paying rent. I'm not just living here for free. No, you're paying rent. Another gal, would we ever go out? No, why not? Till you lose weight, I'll go out with you. Ah, never saw her again. That was too bad. Really enjoyed that girl. Just a smart guy. I'm like, oh man, this gal would be cool. You could see she'd be a knockout if she lost weight. Nope, weight and fat is more important than love and fun and sex. Just that's how it goes. Anyway, you tell the girl no, and you did. You hold your ground. No. You can move out here. We'll date. The issue is like, are you going to date other gals? And this is where I'd recommend plate theory or plate practice now. Napier know more about that. I did it back in the olden days before we called it plates. But you just date a bunch of girls and you don't tell her, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm going out with Amy and Betsy and Susie and Andrea and all this. You just like, no, I'm busy that night. You know, and say, and here's it. But you are upfront with it. Like, look, just so you know, we're not committed. You know, you want to come out here and have fun? Okay, that's cool. But I'm not committed to you. You're not committed to me. And I think there should be a courtship or a dating period that lasts longer than a couple months. Because that's too much too quick. She wants to meet your family? No. You got to snuff this girl out. Like there's like a year goes by and you go and you hang out and it's cool. And then maybe like, okay, boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe for another year. Like I could pull the cord on this anytime. All right. It's got to be at least 2 years, at least. Because, all right, American women got good front game. They could fake it. They could be nice. They know exactly what to do. These Central European gals, leagues ahead of their American female counterparts. Leagues. They totally, because I know a guy, he's on his fourth, maybe even fifth mail order bride from Russia. and watch Coach Red Pill's video. Well, you probably know because you're from the same area. He talked about Eastern women and how it's you got to really worry about those gals green carding you. And so what I would do is, like, she's in a professional field. Why doesn't she apply for a work permit? Okay, why doesn't she do that? Why doesn't she get her own damn residency? What measures and actions are is she taking to get citizenship either in the EU or the United States on her own? And I'd also want to know, how good of a STEM gal is she? Is she really that good at STEM, or is she just doing kind of touchy-feely, you know, minor stuff just to kind of get by and, oh, glom on to you? Yeah, this sounds great. Sounds great. You're having fun. You enjoy your company. Sex is good. I presume she's pretty. She's young, about the right age. I would even, you know, she hasn't disqualified herself from marriage material yet. But no. You don't even commit to this girl. You're like, well, you could come here, but we are not boyfriend and girlfriend. Okay. All right. I'm going to do my thing. You can do your thing. We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, come on. We can hang out. We are not, you are not my girlfriend. And don't flood me. Don't suffocate. Actually, no, I take that back. Don't say that. See what she does. She floods you, gets pissed. What are you doing? Oh, piss off to an Eastern European woman. See what happens. You know. You know. And I would go with your instincts and your culture. If you're from that area, you probably have a better way to assess these things. But you need time, man. Lots more time. Because it's just like dangling carrots. It reminds me of that fish down way at the bottom of the ocean where it's got that little, the angler fish, where it's got that little light at it and it's got the sharpest freaking teeth ever. It's like, ooh, pretty light. Chomp. So yeah, enjoy it. Have fun. Let her prove herself. But we, shall we all gather and sing the national anthem of Western women on a count of three? One, two, three, go. No, 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 no. Oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. No, 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 no. All right. Any super chats? Polish chicks are better. Swallow blue. All right. There you go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. I'll see you guys later. Toodles.